Chapter 44. I've been working on the web, Sister Ariel said. It's trapped in some really interesting ways. Who put it on you again? How about if I tell you, you let me go? Vi said. Not very subtle, are you, bitch witch? They were heading back to the trail after taking a huge detour around the rebel camp at Havermere. Vi could tell that Sister Ariel had wanted to go into the camp, but thought that it would give Vi chances to escape. Why are we going west? Vi asked. I thought the Chantry was northeast. It is, but I still haven't finished what I was sent to do, Ariel said. What was that? Uli asked. She was sitting on the cantle behind Vi right now, and both of them were leashed magically. Vi was glad that Uli asked the question. Sister Ariel answered Uli's questions. That probably had something to do with Vi's repeated escape attempts, which had left them both bruised and irritable. I'm looking to recruit someone special, and I'm hoping I can find a woman who fits the bill in the rebel camp. Unfortunately, I don't trust Vi as far as I can throw her. That's pretty far, Uli said. Vi scowled. Not only had Ariel left her with the scratches from where she'd landed in brambles, but afterward, she'd spanked her. Life in the saddle was a sore life. So I don't count as someone special? Vi said. You already said I'm vastly talented, or whatever. She sneered as she said it, but she was curious and, strangely, a little hurt that she didn't measure up. Oh, you're both very special, but neither of you qualifies for what I need, Ariel said. The bitch was enjoying being mysterious. What do you mean, both of us? Vi asked. I'm taking you both to the Chantry, but neither of you can fulfill... Why are you taking us both? Ariel looked at Vi, puzzled. Then she laughed. Uli's talented, Vi. What? Vi was incredulous. Oh, it's rare to find talented women, I don't deny that, but if only one woman in 1,000 is talented, that doesn't mean that you only find 2 talented women together once in 1,000,000 times, you see? No, Uli said. Vi didn't either. People with the talent tend to feel an affinity for each other, even if neither of them knows why. We frequently find them together, which is great for us, usually. Perhaps you're too young for this much truth, Ulysandra, but that affinity is probably the only reason why an otherwise heartless murderer didn't add you to her already overburdened conscience. You mean she would have killed me? Would you, Vi? Uli asked. Vi was glad the girl was sitting behind her, so she didn't see the guilt written all over her face. Why did she care what Uli thought? You can look at it in a negative light or a positive one, Ulysandra, Sister Ariel said. Negative, she normally would have killed you. Positive, she didn't. And she's had many opportunities to change her mind since then, and still hasn't. You might even say Vi likes you. Do you like me, Vi? Uli asked. I'd like to kick you in the head, Vi said. Don't take it too hard, Sister Ariel said. With the way she was raised, Vi's a... Well, let's be charitable. Let's call her an emotional cripple. She's probably only poorly able to differentiate between most of her emotions, feeling comfortable only with rage, anger, and condescension because they make her feel strong. Indeed, I'd guess her interactions with you may well be the first positive ones she's had in her entire life. Stop it! Vi said. Ariel was cutting her into pieces and scoffing at the bits. This is positive? Uli said. She doesn't shy away from your touch, Uli. When you ride with her, she's at ease. For anyone else, she'd be constantly on guard. I'd kill the little wench the first chance I get, Vi said. Bluster, Ariel said. What's that mean? Uli asked. It means horseshit, Vi said. So you just keep being nice to her, Uli, Ariel said, ignoring Vi, because probably no one else in your Tyro class will like her very much. In our class? Vi asked. You're putting me with the children? Sister Ariel looked surprised. Why, yes. And you should be nice to Ulysandra, because she's got more talent than you do, and none of your bad habits. You cruel, cruel bitch, Vi said. I know what you're doing. You're trying to break me, but I'll tell you what, nothing can break me. I've been through everything. Sister Ariel turned her face to the setting sun that limned the treetops of a small copse in front of them. That, my dear, is where you're wrong. You are already broken, Vi. You were broken years ago, and you healed hunched. And now you're broken again and trying to heal even more hunched. I won't let that happen. I'll break you one more time if I have to, so you don't have to be a cripple any more. But I can't make the choice to be healthy for you. And I don't promise a lack of scars. But you can be a better woman than you are now. A woman who looks a lot like you? Vi sneered. Oh, no. You're more passionate than I ever was, Sister Ariel said. I'm afraid I'm a bit of an emotional cripple myself. Too much brain, they say. Too comfortable in my own mind. I never had to come out, but I was born this way. You were made. And you're right. You'll not learn what you need to know from me. Were you ever in love? Uli asked. Vi wondered where the hell that came from, but the question must have been a good one, because it hit Sister Ariel like a shovel across the face. Huh. That's a very good question, Ariel said. He left you for someone who wasn't so cold and ugly, didn't he? Vi asked, with a little twist of satisfaction. Ariel said nothing for a moment. I see you aren't without claws, Ariel said quietly. Not that I expected any less. Uli jabbed her fingers into Vi's ribs to chastise her, but Vi ignored her. So you never got around to your point. Why are we going west? There's a sister who lives this way. She's going to nursemaid you two while I scout out the rebel camp for a suitable woman. What are you looking for? Uli asked. We should start looking for a place to set up camp. It's getting dark. Looks like we're not going to make it to Clarissa's tonight, Sister Ariel said. Oh, please, Uli said. It's not that dark, and we don't have anything else to talk about. Sister Ariel seemed to chew it over. She shrugged. I'm looking for a highly talented woman who is ambitious, charismatic, and obedient.
Ambitious and obedient? Good luck, Vi said.
If she were willing to be obedient to the speaker, she'd have personal instruction, a rapid rise through the ranks, a lot of attention and power. But all those are easy. The problem is that she has to be new because we have to be sure of her loyalties, and she has to be married. A woman whose husband is talented would be the real gem.
So, when you find this married woman, you're going to kidnap her? Vi asked. Isn't that a little risky?
Another person might have said immoral, but, well, a truly kidnapped woman wouldn't cooperate. Ideally, we'd like to have the man on the premises. Just sticking a wedding ring on a woman's hand isn't going to cut it. The more permanent and steady the marriage appears, the better. Why not have Vi do it? Uli asked. She doesn't want to be stuck in classes with me and the other 12-year-olds anyway.
Ariel shook her head. Believe me, I thought of her first. But she's totally unsuited to the task. You mean as a student or a wife? Vi asked.
Both. No offense, but I've known men who married the wrong woman and they were all miserable. I'm sure we could ask some man to marry you and we'd get lots of takers. You're a beautiful woman, and around beautiful women men tend to think with their... She looked at Uli and cleared her throat. Irrational, sighed. Even if we could bribe the right fool, and believe me, the Chantry would,
they won't put some man's happiness ahead of the Chantry's welfare. Even then, it wouldn't happen. Vi isn't trustworthy. She isn't obedient. Nor is she intelligent enough. You really are a bitch, Vi said. But Sister Ariel ignored her. And besides, she'd probably run away, which would destroy her usefulness to us and waste all our effort. So, like I said, totally unsuitable. Vi stared at her, hatefully. She knew the whole discussion had just been a ploy to cut her down, tell her how unworthy she was. But the intelligence comment had cut deeper than anything. For all the times that she'd been complimented in her life, men did a lot of that when they were trying to get up your skirts. Whether the compliments had been crass or poetic, they had always been about her body. She was smart, damn it! Sister Ariel stared right back at her. Then she seemed to look deeper. Stop, she said. Vi stopped. What? Sister Ariel nudged her horse awkwardly until after a few moments she got it to move beside Vi. She reached out and grabbed Vi's face in both of her hands. That son of a bitch, Ariel said. Don't let anyone heal this, do you understand? He's... Wow! Look at that. If anyone touches this with magic, there are weaves of fire that will be unleashed around all of the major blood vessels in your brain. And that looks suspiciously like... Have you lost control of your body at any time you can remember? What do you mean, like pissed myself? You'd know what I mean if it had happened. I'm going to have to see if Sister Drissa Nile will come back. She's the only one I'd let touch this. Who's that? Uli asked. She's a healer. The best with tiny weaves that I know. Has some little shop in Scenaria, last I heard. You're not going to tell me anything else about this weave that's supposed to kill me? Vi said. Not unless you tell me who said it. You can go... If you curse me one more time, you'll regret it, Sister Ariel said. The last punishment had been bad enough, and the satisfaction for cursing small enough, that Vi choked back her words. They had entered the copse of trees when Vi spotted something, partly hidden under leaves off the side of the path, something like dark hair glowing in the dying sunlight. Uli followed her gaze. What's that? I think it's a body, Vi said. And then, as they left the path to take a closer look, her heart soared. It was indeed a body, a death that meant life for her. It was freedom and a new start. The dead man was Kylar.